Tell us about the whale, Ray, please.
Well, we were washing up at the sauna after breakfast, and my son, aged 12, came dashing in. There's a whale on the beach. And somebody said, oh, is there? And somebody else said, well, it'll be a big fish because he doesn't see very well. Anyway, we finished the washing up, and then we went to chapel, and we came back, and we had a cup of tea, and then we went onto the beach, and there was a whale. It was dead. It was very dead, because got initials carved all over it. And then Norman came down. He never went down to the beach. We went down that day and said, oh, somebody have to get rid of this, because there's all blood oozing out of the back. So John, Martin's dad, said, well, I'll go up to the village and phone the authorities, because it was 2 miles then to a telephone. So I dashed and got in the car as well. And in those days, if you stood in the telephone box and listened, you could hear what the other person was saying at the other end of the phone. So he said, I'm ringing on behalf of the Athona community. We've got a whale on our beach. He says, you've got a what? On your where? He says, I've got a whale on my beach. Well, what do you expect me to do about it? I expect to take it away. Can I come down with a lorry? Well, he couldn't really, because it was steep up one side and then there was a path going across and then steep down the other side. And if he'd gone up there, you see, the lorry would have got stuck on the top. There'd been two wheels dangling down one side and two wheels dangling down the other. So he says, no, it's no good coming with a lorry. You have to come with a boat. He said, I haven't got a boat. He said, well, you have to hire one. He said, but I haven't got any money. He said, what good are you? He said, the lorry's no good. You haven't got a boat. You haven't got any money. He says, oh, but wait a minute. All whales belong to the Queen. Well, he says, you better tell her to come and fetch it. But she didn't come. Anyway, I said, what about Len's maggot farm? Well, we've got back, you see. And we got back and didn't know what to do. And by this time, it was very sunshiny and hot. And the whale seemed to be getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I thought it was going to explode and we're all going to get a bit. Anyway, I said, what about Len's maggot farm? Didn't really Len's. He stays here and he works there. He goes around the village as well. And any dead animals on the road, he picks it and puts in the back of his lorry. And then all the farmers he goes to collect dead animals there. And they take them to the maggot farm and they stick them in a vat. And I said, what did they do with the maggots? He says, they go down to Southend for the fishermen. And every maggot has to have its own little bucket and spade. Oh, see, it cries its little eyes out. And well, you've got to have a sense of humour when you work in a horrible place like that, don't you? Anyway, a little while later, I climbed up to the top of the seawall and I saw a tiny little white van come. Oh, ever so little van. And two very big fat men got out. It was so fat, and the van was so little, I don't know how they got into it in the first place. Anyway, they came out and started poking it with a foot, And so I said to him, it'd be better if you brought your maggots down here. And he gave me such a funny look, I didn't find out till afterwards they were the environmental health, and they don't really have maggots. Anyway... Anyway, they decided that they'd have to dig a little trench to bring the sea in a bit early and all round the whale, so that like little lads do with the sandcastles, and they'd get a rope, and about four of them, when the tide came in, they'd swim and pull it out. And so they off they went. I thought it was very brave of them. But the man in charge of tents was waiting for when he got back. He says, where's that rope? We said we left it on the whale. That was a new rope. We shouldn't have left it on the whale. Well, they might have been drowned. Anyway, the next morning, the Coast Guard came. He said, oh, here, you've got a whale on your beach. He says, oh, we haven't got it now. We've got rid of it. Well, he said, you should have got in touch with us. So he said, well, what would you have done? Well, he said, we'd have got the lifeboat from Clacton. So we've saved you a lot of money, haven't we? Yeah, yes, but that's it. A whale floating on the sea is a hazard, and if it causes any trouble, you'd be liable. And that was the end of it.